This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. And one real quick note, Franklin Armory is going to stay with me through 2021, and I want to express my heartfelt appreciation to them, to Jay Jacobson, Son Nagali, the team there, and for staying with and supporting Lock and Load. But as it is right now, today is the time of the weaponized woman, and that, of course, is Keita Bussey. How's it going?
Good. How are you, Bill?
I'm good. I'm just sitting over here in my goodness. So, I've dealt with a lot of incompetence today, Keita. Which never has anything to do with you, of course. Although I watched a little bit of a video where you were talking about a gun belt, which I found quite interesting since, this looked like a different gun belt than the one you were wearing in Colombia.
Yeah, I just got a new one for my CZ Shadow 2. So I got it from, well, it's made by Double Alpha. I got it from the Ipsic store in Estonia. But Double Alpha makes a rigid Velcro belt, and I have the Ghost holster on there for my CZ Shadow 2 and the Ghost magazine pouches. And I'm guessing you saw the one where I flip the whole rig upside down and shake it, and nothing falls out?
I did see that. I also saw the one where you come dancing through your house with a box and dump a whole bunch of little parts out on it and, like, do everything but throw them up in the air and let them land on you, like make it rain. Are you going to use all those parts, or is that just what it takes to be a Ipsic competitor as you are? Do you need that kind of those kind of parts on hand?
You do need parts on hand, yes, but not that many. That was an overabundance of parts that they sent to me. So they sent upgrade kits so you can upgrade your Shadow 2 for competition, and they make really amazing springs and upgrade kits. Their springs are very, very high quality. So about once a year, you want to change out all the springs in your firearm for annual maintenance, and they sell a standard kit and an upgrade kit. Now, the upgrade kit includes things like the hammer and the sear spring and the firing pin, the extended firing pin. It's got all the cool new toys that you can put in your gun to make it, well, competition ready.
Do you know how to put all those in yourself?
I can, but I choose not to, if that makes sense.
I completely get it. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I would say that I'm the same way, but that would be a lie. I don't know how to do some of those things. So
it's kind of like I know how to do a brake job on my car, but when it's 50 below zero in the winter, I'm probably just going to take it to a shop and pay someone else to do it.
I completely get that. I do.
But yes, I'm capable of doing it. It takes me so much longer than just dropping it off with someone who does it for a living. Much easier that way.
They're faster, they're cleaner.
Yeah,
Yeah. I don't know. Every time I see you dancing around your house with a box of parts, you're wearing shorts, and I don't know how much grease you would like to get all over your legs and all over your shorts and everything. It just, you know, I can only imagine.
Being covered in grease is pretty much a state of normalcy for me.
Yeah. Weren't you, you were a mechanic in the military, right? Were you a mechanic in the military? Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you work on?
I was a light wheel vehicle mechanic, so mostly Humvees, deuce and a half, but I worked on everything. I was the only one who could fit inside the engine compartment on a tank, like the personnel carriers, so
right.
Typically I ended up working on those as well.
I drove a personnel carrier. I don't know. I drove a 577. Were they still in service when you were working?
Yeah, actually they were. We had all kinds of crazy stuff. We had deuce and a half from World War II.
Did you have any gamma goats?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. You're not missing nothing. Trust me. It was quite the unwieldy machine. It took a special breed of lunatic just to be able to drive it. So, you know. Anyway.
But I did drive the Hemet, which is as long as a semi-truck, and it took a special skill to be able to back that up to hitch it to the trailer. That was kind of my, hey, go get Keita. She's the only one who can do this.
So, I know you have a few things you want to talk about tonight. So before we go to the first break, do you want to set the table?
Yeah. So I thought I'd talk about a few common issues that people come across when they're trying to shoot or learning how to shoot and how to fix those common issues. We can talk about grip, transitions, trigger control, all kinds of things.
I need instruction like that. Now, the other thing is you want to talk about people that had issues, like maybe they're in a wheelchair or some of this other stuff that does pop up that you have trained. And, I mean, you've done that both without a gun and with a gun. You've had to work with people like that.
So I've recently gotten a lot of questions from people who have prosthetics or are in wheelchairs saying, hey, I see you offer this training. What can you offer me that I can't figure out for myself? And it's hard to explain because everyone's injury is so different. So the fix is, it's not the same fix across the board. It has to be really individualized. So really, I have to watch that person shoot first, and then I can prescribe a plan of action. So I was able to take 10 seconds per stage off of a guy in a wheelchair's time when he was shooting USPSA in competition. 10 seconds is huge.
Yeah.
And my goal is to close that gap between people with adaptives and people without in competition. Because right now there is a large gap, and there really doesn't need to be that big of a gap. There are people in wheelchairs and with prosthetics who are pro athletes.
Quite a few, actually. Quite a few. Losing a limb nowadays does not mean that you're out of athletics.
Right.
So that part, I think that's a splendid development for those. But, I mean, with some things like the shooting sports where your hands are doing some detailed work like pulling the trigger, loading a gun, releasing the slide, you know, that kind of thing, trying to get it in the right place and holding the right grip. There has to be some things that line up, and I could see where that would be sort of challenging for you to have to approach, especially if they have like a hand injury or anything. Have you had to do? Well, you know what? We'll talk about that when we get back. We're heading to the first break. How do they find you, Keita Busse? How do they find and set up to train with you? How do they do that?
To set up training, email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. I also have a website you can check out, 180firearmstraining.com.
And then there's the book.
Mert Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, is available on Amazon, or you can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, for your personalized copy, or I can tell you I like you better than Bill Frady.
Right, exactly. Exactly. We'll be right back. It'll be me, Keita Busse, and her dog on The Weaponized Woman. This is Lock and Load. Thank you. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, so let's take off. Let's start with shooting.
Shooting.
Start with shooting as far as the way you want to approach this. For somebody just now starting out shooting, what should they be trying to do? What should they maybe try not to do?
Well, let's start with your stance. That's probably one of the most basic things. I'm sure you're familiar with the Weaver stance, which was popular maybe in the 70s and has been disproven since then. The Weaver stance is where you have one arm sort of locked out and the other bent.
Right.
And it has been found. Oh, and also your body is sort of bladed. So you have one foot forward or the other.
Right.
So if you think about a fighting stance, the most stable base does have one foot slightly forward or the other. But that can make it very difficult if you have to then move laterally. So it's actually best to have your feet in just a regular athletic stance. So your feet are slightly more than shoulder width apart, and your shoulders are slightly forward of your hips. And this is for shooting a pistol. If you're shooting a different gun, like, let's say, a shotgun, then you're going to have a completely different stance. But with a pistol, you don't need that much forward weight bias. So just your shoulders slightly forward of your head. And also your elbows. Some people like to have their elbows a little bit more down, and some people like to have their elbows a little bit more out to the side. So if you think about the way your elbows bend, if they're bent a little bit more out, then when the gun recoils, it recoils toward you and away from you in a straight line, because that's the way your elbows are bending. Where if you rotate them downward, then the way your elbows bend, the gun would move up and down.
Right.
So really, you kind of need to be somewhere in between. You don't want your elbows pointing straight out to the sides horizontally, because then that makes it harder to locate the sight, especially if you have an optic. You end up using fine motor control, trying to use that sight by moving your wrist. So by rotating your elbows down just a little bit, that makes it a lot easier to have a natural point of aim.
And you don't have to.
It's a lot easier to find your dot.
One thing I found that with that, you don't have to strangle the gun in the grip either, right?
That is true. So with your left hand, or sorry, your non-dominant hand, a lot of shooters like to squeeze the gun as hard as they can. The thing is, if you think about squeezing the gun in your grip like a sandwich, if you're sandwiching the gun, the way the gun recoils, it's still going to move up and down inside your hand. So it doesn't matter how hard you squeeze it side to side, it's still going to rotate up and down. So instead, you need leverage, up and down leverage. And the place you find that is by pushing upward under the trigger guard, and that also closes the gap between your thumb and forefinger and the beaver tail. So that helps fight that up and down rotation, the muscle flip. Something else besides muzzle flip would be muzzle rise. So muzzle flip is the rotation of the gun where the muzzle rotates up and back toward you and then back down again in a circular motion. Muzzle rise is when the entire gun lifts up in a straight line and goes back down. So fighting muzzle flip is done through leverage by locking both of your wrists and having that pressure upward under the trigger guard and under the beaver tail. Muzzle rise is different. You have to engage your latissimus dorsi muscles, which are located sort of on your back, just under your armpits. And when you engage those muscles, that holds the gun down and holds it in position. You can think of it like if you were pulling on a rope, that's hanging from the ceiling, if you were pulling on that rope with your arms at full extension, those are the muscles that would engage. Or if you're pushing a post into the ground with your arms at full extension, those are the muscles you should be feeling when you're shooting your gun.
Yeah, the lats, those are the ones that spread out.
The lats.
The latissimus dorsi.
So another thing I see a lot of problems with are thumbs. You'll see a lot of revolver guys go to a semi-automatic pistol and cross their thumbs because that's what they're used to. But crossing your thumbs can be a problem. For one thing, you can end up applying sideways pressure to the gun, pushing all of your shots to, if you're right-handed, you'd be pushing your shots to the right. If you're left-handed, you'd be pushing your shots to the left. So you don't want to be applying any pressure with your thumbs to the side of the gun. Your thumbs basically just kind of hang out there, and you typically want them to point in the direction of your target.
I'm sort of afraid to fire a revolver now. I'm so used to having my thumbs forward on the gun that, you know, that means it's sticking way out there in front of the cylinder when you pull the trigger, and then you get that nice little flash burn when you pull the trigger on the revolver.
Yes.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and with having your having your thumbs along the slide, if they're in contact with that slide, it can induce a malfunction. If you're applying pressure to that slide as it's trying to move back and then forward again, you might not chamber a round.
Right.
It doesn't have the force it needs to feed the next round forward.
Yeah.
Or you could end up pinching your thumbs in the slide, which doesn't feel too good either.
Or you can
the thumbs just
do like
hang
I do.
Out. You're not really using them.
You can do like I do, and I rest my thumbs on the slide lock. So on that last shot, the slide goes forward.
Yep. I have one thumb resting on the safety, holding it down so it doesn't engage while I'm shooting.
Right.
And the other is on the slide stop. And they do actually make slide stop thumb rests as well now that you can just pop right into your gun super easy.
Well, I don't have the... The Ipsic store never sends me a big old box of stuff to stick on my gun. We're coming up on the next break. Okay, tell everybody how to find you. We're in the next break coming up real quick.
180firearmstraining.com is my website if you'd like to set up a class. It's just email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
And
my book, Smart
book.
Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, is available on Amazon, or email me to get your personalized copy. 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
That book is a lot like a Bruce Lee manual, no kidding. Well worth your time, well worth your purchase. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Senators Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Chuck Grassley of Iowa are releasing a report regarding possible conflicts of interest between the Bidens and Ukraine, finding that Hunter Biden's position on the board of a Ukrainian energy company, Burisma Holdings, was problematic and that the warnings about his role were ignored by the Biden administration. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron is calling the death of Breonna Taylor a tragedy. A grand jury is charging former Louisville police detective Brett Hankinson with 3 counts of wanton endangerment in the first degree.
The grand jury voted to return an indictment against Detective Hankinson for 3 counts of wanton endangerment for wantonly placing the 3 individuals in apartment 3 in danger of serious physical injury or death.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden visiting the battleground state of North Carolina. Biden in Charlotte saying the economy is struggling to recover as the coronavirus outbreak continues.
You have 30 million people on unemployment, you have 20 million people figuring whether or not they can pay their mortgage payment this month, and you've got millions of people who are worried that they're going to be thrown out on the street because they can't pay their rent.
Some House Democrats are again pushing to renew efforts for a second round of $1,200 stimulus checks after broader talks have largely stalled. The economic impact payments must be made because the rent must be paid. That's according to Democratic Congressman Al Green. Green making those comments during a House panel hearing with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. House Democrats and Senate Republicans both put forward proposals that differ in cost and scope. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
See you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Keita Bassi, the weaponized woman, talking about shooting and certain things you should and should not do, which, by the way, your method of shooting seems to very closely parallel Mr. Fisher's. Is that just because you both think alike, or is that because you've trained together? Or...
No, it's just because
it works.
It's because it works. Yeah, we came to those decisions independently of one another. It's just commonly accepted because it worked.
Now, one thing I will say, I have watched Keita shoot, and I have not seen you shoot your Shadow 2, but I have seen you shoot the Tanfolio, which in your hands looked like a box of Wheaties with a grip, and you had no issues controlling that pistol at all.
No, because I use leverage. Now, something a lot of people say that I cannot stand is they say if you're a woman and you have smaller hands, that means you need a smaller gun. That is absolutely not true. You do want a gun that fits your hands. You want to be able to reach the control, but it's pretty common for even men to have to flip the gun a little bit to reach the magazine release button.
Sure.
That's not a big deal. But actually, the more surface area the grip has, the easier it is to control and gives you more leverage and more to hang on to. So I actually prefer a larger grip. So on my new CZ Shadow 2, I got some brass grips from Emantec. They come in size small, medium, large, extra large. So the brass grips add more weight to your gun, which helps with accuracy, and it adds thickness to the grip. And some people like to have it thinner on one side and thicker on the other side, but they might buy a small and a large and combine the two just to help them reach the controls a little bit easier. But I like having a lot of gun to hang on to.
I understand.
Personally.
Yeah, well, you seem to handle it fairly well. I didn't expect to not be impressed watching you shoot, but I was more impressed than I thought I was going to be just simply because of your very spooky gun control. It's very spooky.
Yeah, and it's the same thing for guys who've been in an explosion and they're missing a couple of fingers. They might have to use a different finger to pull the trigger, or maybe they have to switch to their non-dominant hand to pull the trigger if they have more fingers on that hand. But it's really all about leverage and locking out your wrists and making sure you have that upward and downward pressure rather than focusing so much on the side to side.
But that creates a set of problems, doesn't it? Because most people that have fired a gun and use their index finger as their trigger finger, if they lose that and they have to go to the middle finger or the ring finger, they're actually having to move their hand or move their finger in relation to the trigger guard and getting it in there the right way to send it. And it's sort of there's an adjustment to that, isn't there?
It is a lot harder to isolate one of your other fingers. So what happens a lot of times is when you're pulling the trigger, if you're hanging on too tight with your dominant hand, then you end up pulling the trigger with your entire hand because you have a sympathetic response. You're not moving that finger independently of the rest of your hand. And what happens when they switch to a different finger is there's even more sympathetic response. So either they have to reprogram their neural pathways and have them take a different route through a lot of training, or they're going to have to switch to their non-dominant hand. But either way, they're going to have a little less leverage. But that is something they can build on. So I've had guys shoot with their middle finger as their trigger finger and do really well. When it gets down to the ring finger or the pinky finger being all they have, I have seen guys do it. But typically when it gets to that point, I recommend they switch to their non-dominant hand, which then a lot of times causes issues with vision because then they become cross-dominant.
Yeah, I would imagine somebody who's been shooting right-handed for a long time has developed, if they didn't have a dominant eye, they have developed one, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty rare to not have a dominant eye.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever met anyone without any sort of dominance. I've seen shooters with very little dominance, but I haven't seen anyone without a preferred eye.
Right. Right. I get it. Now, with that, do they have to? Now, I've seen Corinne. She's out there right now with some rifle where you actually fire the rifle with your thumb. I don't know if you've seen that or not. Do they have to modify the gun? Yeah. I think it's a Blackwater gun now. But do they ever have to make some sort of a modification to the gun to help them out? Is that ever something that has to be done? Or do they have to adapt their hands to what they're trying to do?
So I have seen both. I do like the adaptive equipment that's out there. I think a lot of good things are being done with that. But at the same time, if they're training for real life and not for a game, they want to be able to pick up any gun and shoot it. So, yes, they can get adaptive and be really proficient with that, but they also, a lot of times, will want to be training to be able to pick up any gun and figure out a way to make it work.
I could see where that would be the thing. And it, that really behooves them to go that route, doesn't it? Because trying to get an adapted gun means that's the only gun they can shoot now, right?
Exactly. And if it's for competition, that's great, and they love it. But if it's not for competition, then you won't really see any adaptives, typically. There are guys who do, but a lot of them want to be able to pick up any gun and be able to figure out how to shoot it. And these guys are incredible with the things they come up with to overcome whatever part of their body is missing. And they have to do that, you know, with everything in their day-to-day life. So they're just used to having to do that, and they come up with the most amazing things that I never would have thought of a lot of times.
That sounds... And you have to be able to adapt with them, don't you? As far as your approach, you have to look at them and make an assessment and all that other stuff. Have you ever run into anything that you could not find a way to overcome that new challenge?
Yes. Muscle spasms are very common in guys who are paralyzed. So when they're having muscle spasms, it's very difficult to shoot because their entire body is jerking around inside the wheelchair. And there's really nothing they can do to stop it. So all I was able to do is have them treat it like when you're shooting on the move, or treat it like when you're shooting a target while the wind is blowing hard and maybe your target is moving, even if you're still... You know, when your gun is moving around and you have to wait for that instant that it crosses over the center of the target and pull the trigger in that instant.
Right.
So that's what we worked on. So I had them actually move their bodies around on purpose and wait for that instant when the muzzle crosses the center of the target and pull the trigger in that instant. And that sort of helps them adapt to shooting when they're in muscle spasms.
Let me get you hold on right there. We'll be right back. This is The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and this is Lock and Load.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. We're speaking with the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey.
Hey.
So let's move to wheelchairs, because I would imagine that presents its own sort of challenges, because they're a little bit lower, aren't they? They're a little bit lower looking downrange.
Yes, absolutely. So if they're shooting in a competition and there is a high port, then they either have to have an option of a lower port available, or they have to be allowed to shoot around the outside of the wall. So there are some rules to allow for them to do what they need to do if it's something that's not possible for them to do. Like going prone, obviously, they're not going to be able to get into and out of their wheelchair to go prone, so they're just going to shoot around the wall. So when I'm training the guys in the wheelchair, the thing that really takes them the most time is that they have to holster their gun in order to move their chair to another position and then draw their gun again. So when they do a reload, a lot of times they will do their full reload from the first shooting position, holster their gun, move the chair to the next shooting position, and then draw and shoot. So what I found has saved a significant amount of time is to split up the reload into two parts. So in position one, they shoot all of their targets, eject the magazine, and grab the next one, but they're going to grab it like attack reload. So it's between their fingers rather than grabbing it in the palm of their hand like you normally would in a competition. If they do it like a tack reload, then they have fingers available to wheel their chair with the magazine in hand.
Right.
So they're going to eject the magazine, grab the next one in a tack reload, holster the gun, move the chair. Then when they get their next shooting position, they're going to draw the gun, beat the magazine, and shoot.
Okay. Question. First of all, do they wear their holster where I wear mine? Are they wearing it on their hip?
Sometimes they have it on a belt. Sometimes they have it on a chair. It depends on how much core muscle control they have. So if they're paralyzed up higher on their body, they're not going to have the control to sit really upright in a chair and have control to draw from a belt. So then it would have to be attached somewhere on the chair itself.
Are they running in a chair that doesn't have armrests on it to where their sides are free and they can move in and out and everything? And
no, they usually still have armrests. The thing that's different is it's a three-wheeled wheelchair. So they have a bigger tire in the front. So
right.
Most wheelchairs, when you see them, they have the two big tires in the back and two little tires in the front.
Right.
So they completely remove that front section and put a larger single tire way out in front of the wheelchair. So it's like a tripod. This helps with maneuverability and helps them get the chair over fault lines and different kinds of terrain.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing. The wheelchair has to have, I suppose it has special wheels to where it will negotiate terrain and not bog down in it.
Yes.
That's interesting. So,
and
with them, is it the fact that they have to holster their weapon, is that a safety issue because they have to use both hands to maneuver their wheelchair?
Yes.
Okay.
So another thing I found that saves a lot of time is typically when we are shooting through a course of fire, we engage targets as they appear as we're moving through the course of fire, where for someone in a wheelchair, they need to consolidate positions as much as possible so they can eliminate the number of times they have to reholster and draw the gun. If they have to do that for every single stop, for every single time they have to move their chair, then they want to make a minimum number of stops. Where for a person running around a course of fire, you're not going to take a farther shot if you can take it up closer on your way through. But they can't do that. So they're going to take the farther shot to eliminate having to draw the gun again. So consolidating their positions as much as possible, taking more targets from a single position, even though that's typically slower for more people, most people, it's faster for them. And also thinking about the way your torso has to lean when you're engaging particular targets. So for them to engage more targets, they have to lean around inside their wheelchair to see around different parts of walls or visual barriers to reveal the targets to them. So as they're leaning, if they just shoot right to left or left to right like most people would, then they're leaning right and then leaning left and then leaning right again in order to see all these targets. So instead, I have them consolidate the targets by what direction their torso is shifting. So you might shoot targets 1, 3, and 5 first and skip over 2 and 4 because those are a left lean. So you take the right lean targets first, then you take the left lean targets. Does that make sense?
It does, but only because I watched you explain this in Gene's RV the other day.
So I wanted to talk about something else with fundamentals.
We got 3 minutes.
Finger placement?
Yeah.
Okay, finger placement on the trigger. This is something a lot of people don't really think about. So if you have a double-action gun and that first trigger pull is heavy, you need a little bit more leverage than you do with a stretcher-fired gun. So the placement of your finger is important. If you get too much finger on there, then you're going to be, if you're a right-handed shooter, you'll be pulling your shots to the right. If you don't get enough finger on there, if it's just the tip of your finger, then as a right-handed shooter, you'll be pushing shots to the left. So finding that happy medium is really important. And if you have a double action gun and you're practicing with it in dry fire, do not practice with only double action trigger pulls. Yes, it's nice to have that response, that reaction of the trigger actually going off. But then when you go to shoot live, your first shot is going to be perfect. Your second shot is going to be low left because you're anticipating that you're going to have to apply all this pressure to the trigger and you don't. So you end up pushing the whole gun down. And after a while, that corrects itself. So instead, what you do is release the trigger, but not enough that the trigger resets. And after that, you just fake that you're pulling the trigger.
Well, I guess you would know about that because you, was the Tanfolio a single action, double action?
It is.
And I know the Shadow is.
Yes.
So. Has anybody filmed you shooting the Shadow yet?
I shot a smiley face on a target at 20 yards just the day that I tested the gun. I think that was just a picture, though. I don't think I have video.
Well, I need to see some video.
I've got nationals coming up, and I'm training with a Tanfolio. It's a bad idea to switch guns just before a major competition.
But that's not stopping you. You're going to go with a Tanfolio? Okay, I got you. How much of a transition period do you need?
Big.
How much of a transition before you take that gun into competition?
I'll wait until after nationals, but it'll probably only take me 2 weeks of dry fire to be used to it.
Well, before we run out of time, website, how do they find you to train, book, all that good stuff?
To train with me, email 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. Check out my website, 180firearmstraining.com. And if you would like my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, it's available on Amazon. Or email me, once again, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com for your personalized copy, and I will mail that out to you and say I like you better than Bill Frady.
There you go. Well, that's just the way it goes. That's just the way it is. Thank you for joining me this
evening. Love you, Bill.
Yeah, all right. Coming up next, it's just going to be me and you. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.